From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. EU ministers meet in Brussels. European Union interior ministers are meeting today to discuss ways to spread responsibility for the seemingly endless flow of refugees into Europe. The meeting in Brussels comes one day ahead of Hungary's promise to prosecute people who try to evade the country's border police. Parts of Europe, especially Eastern European countries, blame Germany for the wave of migrants onto the continent. Germany, however, has become increasingly frustrated with some members in the EU who have shown a reluctance to share the burden. Heather Murdoch is in Greece and files this report for VOA.
Many refugees here in this Greek port city say they have only one shot to get to Europe. By the time they get here, they have spent most of every penny they could gather on smugglers.
My destination is Germany or Sweden. Where there is hope, there is life. I want to live.
As thousands of refugees load onto a giant boat from Greek island ports to Athens for about $50 each, hopes are high. This is the easy part of the journey. But news of the chaos at the Macedonia border, their next major hurdle, and Hungary's efforts to block them from entering, dominates conversations all over the boat. Many people say even if they could afford to go back, there's nothing to return to. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Athens.
In Hungary, meanwhile, authorities are working on expanding and fortifying its border fence with Serbia, topping it off with razor wire. Omar Hussein is a volunteer from Sweden working on that border.
Yeah, they need food. There's sick people. People with a handicap, and bad condition, especially in the queue when they are entering the bus. There is no queue system. People just jump in the bus and have no respect, for example, for elderly people, for children, for babies.
This is VOA News. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has been escalating because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Suicide bombers killed at least 7 people Sunday in attacks in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolofata, a border area that has suffered numerous attacks from Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroon is a major contributor to an 8,700-man multinational joint task force aimed at defeating the Sunni insurgency. Both sides in the South Sudan conflict plan to attend a special meeting on the conflict and implementing their peace agreement in New York September 29th on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session. South Sudanese Foreign Minister Barnaba Marielle Benjamin told VOA the meeting should involve only positive discussions. Meantime, Ambassador Ezekiel Lolgatkuth, the rebels' foreign affairs secretary, expressed his hopes for the discussions.
The world supporting peace in South Sudan, mobilizing the world also to mobilize resources to reconstruct South Sudan, mobilizing the whole world also to help in resettlement of the IDPs and refugees in the neighboring countries and also internally inside the country.
He says rebel leader and former Vice President Riek Machar will lead the rebel delegation to the talks. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan, releasing hundreds of prisoners. The well-organized attack began with a suicide car bombing that allowed the other rebels to get into the prison. Afghan officials say a total of 355 prisoners escaped, adding 148 of them were threats to national security. 4 security guards were killed while several wounded in the Taliban attack. Authorities in Malaysia say they have arrested 3 people in connection with last month's fatal bombing in Bangkok, Thailand. Khalid Abu Bakar, the head of Malaysia's National Police Force, announced the arrests of a Pakistani man and 2 Malaysians. Mr. Bakar said the country has no plans to extradite the trio to Thailand.
Not at the moment. The operation is still on.
Mr. Bakar said his police force was working closely with Thai authorities in the investigation of the August 17th blast. Egyptian security forces have killed 12 people, including Mexican tourists, after mistakenly opening fire on the visitors while the forces were pursuing terrorists in Egypt's western desert. Egypt said in a statement the area the tourists were in was off limits to foreign tourists. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has demanded an investigation into the deadly incident. This is Joe Palca reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.